On the 20th of February, the old Cape York building held its ribbon-cutting ceremony, previously having been in the news for two fatal fires that took place in 2013 and 2017 respectively. Now known as Focus One Student Accommodation, the building has been revamped to accommodate over 500 students. Speaking to owner and investor, Samuel Bain, this is what he had to say.
Beyond that, just always I like to support the community because the reason why I like to support the community, I have been, when I was grown up, I don't have a privilege. And I wanted to help the people that don't have a privilege, a library, the laptop, and all those things to assist whoever living in this area to collaborate with the management companies and to give them free access, at least in the weekend.
Further, Bain speaks to how some of his team's biggest challenges were the cleaning up process as well as securing third-party funding for the project. Lastly, Bain highlights the help he got from his support systems.
Ethiopian community, yes, big time they support me. Especially the finance, it was very, very, very hard. No bank is coming to finance us. Just they label it, the city is very high risk zone, and they don't want to label it to fund it. So if the support of my friend and my family not there, this thing is, it won't be happen. They support me big time. Not only financially, emotionally also.
For Multimedia Live, that was Amina Dikas.